Live from our nation's capital, it's the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop from Washington. I am your host, Mark Levine, reporting live from the Center for American Progress in Washington, D.C. My grandfather was always a big fan of President Harry Truman. And it wasn't just because Truman was the president who recognized the State of Israel, though that was a big part of it. It was also because my granddad, and he was a solid progressive, solid liberal, but he recognized that communist Russia, that the Soviet Union, was a threat. It was a threat to its own people. It was a threat to the United States of America. And he knew that Harry Truman would stand up to that threat. At a time when, after World War II, Americans were understandably tired of war and they just wanted to bring the boys home, as they said, Truman actually sent Americans to fight. He sent them to Greece and to Turkey, the front lines against communism. This was at a time when Italy and France might have gone over to communism, might have gone over through free elections manipulated by the Soviet Union to support, well, Stalin, Joseph Stalin, perhaps the second greatest killer of the 20th century after Adolf Hitler. Now, the people who would have voted for Stalin in France or Italy probably didn't want totalitarianism. I think they probably didn't. But they were struggling against the problems in their government, and they were what the communists, the Soviets, called useful idiots. This is a term that dates back to Lenin's day. A useful idiot is someone who doesn't really know what they're doing, but is actually helping someone, usually a dictatorship or totalitarian government like Russia, helping them succeed in their aims. Those French and Italian voters were useful idiots, and there was support in Greece and Turkey. And Harry Truman sent U.S. troops at a time when America did not want to send those troops, sent them there. And indeed, Truman gets credit for crafting the entire post-war peace that we've managed to have, in Europe at least, through NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Alliance, Treaty Organization. But it is the alliance of the West that has expanded slowly east, and Harry Truman gets a lot of credit for that, for saving Europe. So in his day, Harry Truman had the lowest approval ratings ever recorded for a president of the United States. But he is considered one of America's greatest presidents, because he did what was right, even in the face of what was unpopular, and in doing so, saved freedom and democracy around the world. John F. Kennedy was also very strong in standing up to Russia. My mom, that was the first political campaign she worked on when she was 18, John F. Kennedy's campaign. And it wasn't only for his domestic policy. Kennedy, like Truman, Truman actually did the Berlin airlift. He protected the city of Berlin from being encircled and conquered by the Russian troops. And then Kennedy fought when the Berlin Wall was put up as well. They were protecting Europe against the Soviet Union. Ronald Reagan and I disagreed on many, many things. I was not a fan of Ronald Reagan's domestic policy. But when he stood up and said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall, tear down the Berlin Wall," I couldn't have been prouder. As an American, standing up for democracy, peace, and freedom throughout the world. And now, Truman, Kennedy, and Reagan are doing flip-flops in their graves. For the first time in all of American history, a president selected by a foreign leader, a president chosen due to espionage conducted against us by that foreign leader, espionage that this candidate expressly welcomed, this candidate is about to be president of the United States. Barring some miracle, and I have to say there are some Electoral College voters who are looking into the ties between Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump. And some of them are suggesting they're not going to vote for Trump. I don't know that we'll get 38, but one can always dream. Barring that miracle, this great enemy of the United States, this enemy that we have fought in cold wars and in hot wars now for 70 years, will have his puppet installed as president of the United States. Now, I'm not saying that Donald Trump necessarily realizes he's Putin's puppet. He may. He may not. He may well be one of those useful idiots that the Russians are so proud of promoting in the West. The people that help them without realizing they're helping them. But there can be no doubt from the CIA's analysis that Vladimir Putin, the dictator of Russia, the person who has been trying to undermine democracies throughout Europe from the moment he was chosen in Russia and first undermined Russia's nascent democracy. Because under Boris Yeltsin, Russia was actually starting to become a democracy. It was on its path. It wasn't quite there yet, but it was coming a long way. And we in America, without choosing any particular government, were trying to help. I admit, we were trying to help forces in Russia do things like learn how to have a free press, learn how to have free elections. It's the kind of thing we do in countries all over the globe that are trying to transform from dictatorships to democracy, and oftentimes we're successful. Look at countries like South Korea or Taiwan or Japan or Germany, for that matter. Something I'm very proud of that we do as the United States. I think the more we promote democracy around the world, it's not just a really good thing because democracy is a good thing. Democratic rule is a good thing. Rule by the people, as Winston Churchill once said, is the worst form of government except for all the others. It's the fairest government we have. I wish we had democracy in the United States. I wish that the president chosen by the people, namely Hillary Clinton, were allowed to take office. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so opposed to this Electoral College designed to protect slaveholders. It made sense in 1787, 1789, when they wanted, through counting 3/5 of all slaves but not giving them a right to vote, they wanted to give slaveholders more power in the future American government. I get why Virginians supported it in 1787. But the Electoral College has no place in America now. I believe in democracy. One person, one vote. In the United States and around the globe. And I'm proud when my country promotes democracy around the globe. And our greatest enemy in democracy promotion around the globe is the Russian dictator, Vladimir Putin. As soon as he consolidated power, the first thing he did was close free press. He understood, as Donald Trump understands, that a free press is the single greatest threat to government corruption, the single greatest threat to government trying to lie to their peoples, the single greatest threat to totalitarians, to dictators. Indeed, I largely praise the Constitution. Again, I'm not a fan of the Electoral College, but one of the great parts of the American Constitution is the wonderful checks and balances. The executive and two branches of the legislature and the judiciary and the states. It's actually hard to get things accomplished in America, and I know that causes a lot of Americans to be worried about their government. But it's hard to do things largely because we have so many checks and balances to prevent tyranny. Well, those checks and balances have largely fallen by the wayside, or will, assuming the Electoral College votes, as I expect it to elect Donald Trump and put him in office on January 20th, 2017. After all, it's not just the presidency. It's both houses of the legislature, the Senate and the House. The Supreme Court, which President Obama had a right by the Constitution to appoint a justice, but never before in all of American history has the Senate refused to consider any justice appointed by the president, no matter who it is. So these hard tactics, these really unprecedented tactics, have allowed Vladimir Putin and his Republican puppets to consolidate power in the United States. The question is, what will Republicans do about it? They're going to be in charge. And our question is going to be, are there enough Republicans who care about their country more than they care about their own lust for power? We already know that the majority leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, failed that test miserably. In September, when the CIA came up with an overwhelming mountain of evidence that Russia had not only hacked into the Democratic National Committee and had hacked into the private email of John Podesta, Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, and had hacked also into Republican officials as well, had hacked in even into opposition research against Donald Trump, selectively released material only that was against Hillary, none that was against Donald. I went on Fox News in June, or maybe it was July of this year. It was during the Democratic National Convention. I guess that was July. Was it August? Anyway, I went at the time of the DNC, and I said, this has to be Putin. And he has to want Trump to win. Otherwise, why would they selectively release some materials? Interestingly, the one thing they didn't release was Hillary Clinton's private emails. You know why? Because she had better protection for her private emails than either the Democratic National Committee or the United States government, whose unclassified materials were hacked as well. Thank you, Hillary, for using a private server. Ironic. Doesn't even cover it. Meanwhile, James Comey, who put forward completely frivolous information about Anthony Weiner's sexual pictures that he tried to tie to Hillary Clinton but had no ties to Hillary Clinton, and thus threw a pall over the election and also made the difference in the tiny percentage that allowed Donald Trump to win in three Midwest states. James Comey also had evidence that the Russians were trying to elect Donald Trump, just as the CIA did. But he didn't turn over that evidence. And I would think that Russians trying to swing our election is more important than whether or not Anthony Weiner had copies of Huma Abedin's emails that had already been turned over to the State Department. I would think so. In any case, Mitch McConnell failed the test miserably. President Obama had the information. He wanted a bipartisan letter sent out among all the Democrats and Republicans on the Intelligence Committee saying, Vladimir Putin, stop interfering in our election. But the Democrats agreed and the Republicans refused. Mitch McConnell said, I will not in any way let the American people know that the Russian dictator is trying to take over our election system to help Donald Trump. Because he put himself and his party ahead of his country. In return, Donald Trump is giving his wife a cabinet secretary position, Secretary of Transportation. So we know what McConnell got out of the deal. There are some Republicans, though, that may put their country first. John McCain, Lindsey Graham, maybe even Marco Rubio. And those three, along with the 48 Democrats, might stop Trump from appointing his pro-Putin Secretary of State. We'll see. But it is up to Putin's puppets. It is up to the Republican Party to stand with Ronald Reagan, Harry Truman, and John Kennedy and put their country first. 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275. Back right after this.
Never confuse Mark Levine with right-winger Mark Levin. The second E stands for empathy, which the other Mark lacks. Give him a call now at 888-488-MARK. That's 888-488-6275. And now, the voice of reason in an unreasonable world, Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine, talking about Putin's puppets and how they're obtaining power and why we should be wary of them. Let's go to Lenny in Phoenix on line three. Hey, Lenny, how are you?
I know, but
hey, Lenny, you there? It sounds like you're listening in the background, but you're on the air with me right now. I don't think Lenny can hear me. All right, let's put Lenny on hold and go to John from Arizona, line one.
Yeah, hi. I thought it was an excellent assessment that you just made of the situation.
Thank you.
You know, Senator John McCain in Arizona, you're welcome. You know what Trump said about McCain? He doesn't respect Senator McCain because he was captured.
Right.
So our president-elect doesn't respect our veterans that were prisoners of wars because they were captured. So he has no respect for our veterans that were captured.
You have a real chance. John, you have a real chance in Arizona to make a real difference because John McCain can now stand up and be a hero. He and Lindsey Graham and already it's one other. Have you had a chance to call your senator and urge him to stand up against Putin's puppets?
I will be doing that later today, and I know Senator McCain, he has his doubts about our president-elect as well and Russia. He's already made it clear that he's skeptical about Trump saying that there was no... You know, Trump and his puppets think this is just ridiculous. So that's what they're telling. You know,
right.
He's good at insulting people. I don't see how all the people he's insulted, Rubio, McCain, everybody, why they continue to support this person.
Well, I'll tell you,
Lindsey
Graham and John McCain are starting to back away. And like I said, you as an Arizona voter have a chance to help all of us in America, also people in South Carolina, people in Florida as well, or really anyone. Everyone should be contacting their senators and telling them to back away. I think if the Senate stands up and rejects Tillerson, the Secretary of State choice, who it seems like Donald Trump's putting forward, who got the highest award from Putin, close buddies with Vladimir Putin. I would like the Senate to stand up for America for once. And if they were to tell Donald Trump no, and I admit it's rare to decline a presidential appointment, but we've been fighting this Cold War for 70 years, and Vladimir Putin has already elected Donald Trump president. Let's not give him any more power than he already has. Stick around with me, John, if you like. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. 888-488-MARK if you want to join the conversation. 888-488-6275. Back after this.
Got a conservative who casually misquotes the Bible and the Constitution? Send him to school with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I'm your host, Mark Levine. Another caller from Phoenix. This is Lenny on line four. Hey, Lenny, thanks for fixing your phone and coming back with us.
Hi. So can you hear me now?
I hear you now.
All right. Hey, I really like the subject of this. Let me preface this. I got sick when it was 118 degrees out here protesting. When he spoke out here, Trump spoke out here, campaigning for 3 or 4 hours. There were people with guns backing Trump in my face and my friends' faces. What I'm concerned about is this. I think he should resign. I think that we should also make sure to emphasize the horrible precedents and the horrible things he's done. I'm only concerned because I know a lot of young people. That's one of my niches, an activist out here in Phoenix, and that is, it's not going to be popular, but what's keeping us fragmented from the people who supported Hillary and the people who supported Bernie is we have a belief that the news that is coming out is not all fake news. We believe, you know, a lot of us, myself, I can't stand Putin. I think he's a butcher. I can't stand what's going on in Syria. But I'm worried that people, you know, who are told, because right now we had a prominent journalist write in the Arizona Republic today that he should step down if the election were hacked, but he stated, he seemed to define hacking by the Russians as influencing the election. This, I believe, will only anger many of our folks that are like union people, yet, I mean, I'm sad to say voting for Trump. I did not vote for him. I voted for Jill Stein. So we're fragmented.
Well, I got to say, and I know you're calling in and saying nice things about me, but if you voted for Jill Stein, Lenny, I think you're part of the problem. So I'm just going to be very frank. I strongly disagree. Arizona was a close enough state that it's not the same as voting for Jill Stein in D.C. or New York or California. Arizona could have gone for Hillary, and I mean, I really think you made the wrong decision. But go on with what you're saying.
Well, I respect that you believe that. I respect that, and I'm just going to stay back and say, back to you very respectfully, I think it was the wrong decision by the corporate Democratic leadership to try to install Hillary Clinton. Now, look, we can
fight. Whoa. See, no, Lenny, I know you are falling for Putin's lies.
You are falling for Putin's lies.
Hillary Clinton was elected by the majority of the Democratic primary and caucus voters, by millions more than Bernie.
I'm not
anti-Bernie.
But we're disunited right now. If we don't unite quickly, Mark,
that's right.
Trump loves this.
Well, you're right.
Okay, well,
but you're part of the problem. I'm sorry.
Get Trump out of office. Okay, see, this is what's going to happen. You have a huge demographic of young people, and we are not going along with neoliberal Democrats anymore. Okay,
Then enjoy President Trump because you brought him there.
Oh no, my friend. We voted. Our votes counted. And what I'm saying is, what you're doing is you're causing more support for Trump by saying that we should go back and negate the votes of people who actually voted. We're telling them that they're too stupid. Okay, fine, you're saying that, but you're not going to help the cause of getting Trump out of office. I, more than anyone, as a veteran, I was arrested by the Bush administration in Iraq, first soldier for having a blog there, Mark. I've taken a lot of hits from both left, from Jill Stein people, from corporate Democrats. But I'm telling you right now, we are disunited, and we've got to stop attacking each other if we're going to get this monster out.
What is your plan for getting this monster out? Because I'll tell you my plan.
I'm going to tell you right now, saying, you know, Trump, we made our bet, okay? The neoliberals and the Republican Party and the Democratic Party made their bet by letting the CIA get away with destroying the videotapes of people that were waterboarded. Now we're saying we need to trust the CIA. They're telling us the election was hacked. And they're defining it as not because they stole votes internally, but because we're so stupid, we, with alternative news, everything we say is fake news. No, that's not the plan. The plan, Mark, is we have the march. We go on despite the fact that Trump and his cronies and thugs are telling us we have no right under the First Amendment to assemble peacefully during and after, or before, during, and after his inauguration. We stay together united.
I will march with you. But I have to tell you.
I will march with you. Let's not beat each other to death in the past.
Okay. But I have to tell you. I have to tell you. The future to stop Donald Trump is not with the Green Party. If you have problems with the Democratic Party, the right way to do it is to do what Bernie did. Run in a primary. Support your candidate. Work hard.
You're not hearing the people, Mark.
Oh, I'm hearing the people. I'm hearing the majority of the American people who supported Hillary Clinton.
It's not the party of FDR anymore. It's the corporate neoliberal party.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. This is the problem. You guys don't hear us. You don't hear us.
No.
We're missing a huge demographic. It's a tragedy. Our country's being taken over by this stuff.
That's right. And you're helping him do it, Lenny. You helped him do it.
You're backing neoliberal policy.
What is neoliberal? Wait, hold on. Lenny, what is neoliberal?
I have to wake you up.
Henny, what is neoliberal? I'm a liberal.
The president of our country right now, a man who I almost got beat to death for against John Birchers and people like that at the state capitol when J.D. Hayworth was talking, the president backing treaties like TPP, Trans-Pacific Partnership.
You know what?
The neoliberal Democrats.
Hold on, Lenny. Lenny. Look, Lenny. One second here, all right? I and Hillary Clinton both oppose the TPP as it was currently drafted. I don't believe all trade agreements are wrong. You and I can disagree on that.
You mean she opposed it before or after her campaign? Come on, Mark. You know darn well. Come on.
I think the tenth of 1% with which you disagree with Hillary Clinton has caused you to elect the monster that's running our country. Because the difference between Bernie and Hillary, and those differences existed, are minuscule.
You stole the election from Bernie, and
you know what? You know what? You remind me of the Nader voters of 2000.
What?
If you don't get 100% of what you want, you get Donald Trump and George Bush. George Bush.
I've been running as a Democrat since 1998, Mark. I know what's going on in my state. A bunch of limousine liberals who laughed at us when the housing crisis happened. Now the chickens have come.
I don't know of any Democrats that laughed when the housing crisis happened.
I'm a progressive independent, Mark. Mark, I'm a progressive independent.
Well, you know what? You know what? You are helping Donald Trump. I just want to be very, very, very clear. Yes.
Going out and protesting him.
No, I'm glad you're protesting. But helping elect him.
The neoliberal Democrats are helping Trump.
Helping elect Trump.
Now you brought this tragedy on us.
No. You, sir. You, sir, brought this tragedy upon us.
Lenny,
I appreciate your call.
If you want to keep going to the past, fine. Trump's going to stay in.
I appreciate your call. But let me be very, very clear. I am a liberal. I am a Democrat. In the primaries, it is absolutely appropriate for us to fight among our party, and certainly Bernie put forward a good fight. I have tremendous respect for Bernie Sanders. I have tremendous respect for Bernie Sanders supporters. But when our candidate wins, one candidate, either candidate, if Bernie Sanders had beaten Hillary Clinton, I would have been in the trenches every day for Bernie Sanders to beat Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton beat Bernie Sanders. I understand that there were differences between them. But the 1% difference between Hillary and Bernie pales compared to the miles-wide difference between both of them and Donald Trump. And I've got to tell you, it pains me to hear this call from people like Lenny, who stayed out of the election, stayed out, decided not to vote for Hillary because she wasn't 100% perfect, and now somehow is protesting the guy that he knew would win if he didn't cast his vote for Hillary Clinton. I'm sorry. You know what? You can join our marches. But if you continue to think this way, you're an enemy. The time to go and disagree with the Democratic Party is during the primary. And if you have criticisms, by all means, publish them. I am not saying Hillary Clinton was perfect. I am not saying the Democratic Party is perfect. I would never say such a thing. But the differences between us have been blown to smithereens. It reminds me of someone saying, you know what? My child is not perfect. My child disobeyed me. So that's it. I'm turning my children over to... turning my child over to someone who wants to harm my child. I was going to use a more severe analogy. You know what? Your disagreements with your kids are minor compared to turning your friends over to the enemy. The Bernie supporters, and this is exactly what Vladimir Putin did, right? There's a reason why the Russians turned over the internal Democratic emails and not the internal Republican ones. For all we know, Donald Trump used the N-word right and left in private emails, but we can't prove that. We don't have the emails. He's rumored to have said it on the Apprentice set, but they did turn over that private communications. Now, what happened to the Democratic Party? Guess what? Hillary and Bernie in a tight primary said some things about each other that weren't as kind maybe as they should have been. That's all that happened. Disagree on TPP all you want. The irony is Hillary came over to Bernie's position and they were still complaining. If you want 100% perfection in America, you got to run yourself. Lenny says he did fine, but you lost. And sometimes you have to accept 99.9% rather than having Vladimir Putin install his puppets in the United States. Sorry, Lenny. I mean, I appreciate your call. I know you called to show good faith. I know you called to show support for the anti-Trump effort. But there are times when we as a family should be disagreeing with each other, and there are times when we as a family have to come together to fight. And that really hurts. Let's go to Ismail in Virginia on line two. Hey, Ismail, how are you?
Mr. Levine, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
For Lenny, it's too late. It's too late.
So, I know.
You know,
that
it's just too late. So he has nothing really to say. He has nothing.
Yeah, he didn't participate in the election, so he really, you know, that, you're right.
Exactly.
Other than Mark, apology, and then I'd accept him, you know, into the fold. But go ahead.
Thank you so much. Mark, clearly our election has been compromised. I mean, can we just hold this electoral process on the 19th until we figure out what's going on? Because the election has been compromised. And where is the Democratic Party? How come we not hearing anybody bringing forward hearings, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, the President of the United States, Obama, and he was late on this too, and I'm gonna criticize President Obama.
Yep.
Because
anyway,
when the Republicans refused in September to let him put forward a bipartisan paper saying that the Russians had hacked our election, we're trying to elect Donald Trump, and McConnell said no, then the Democrats should have just done it. So, President Obama, I criticize you for that, but I do give you credit that at least now, too late, but at least now, President Obama has ordered the National Intelligence to provide every bit of information they can by January 20th, and I think they'll do so. There is at least one electoral voter, a Republican in Texas, who has said that he may not vote for Trump because of this hack. Getting 37 others is a tough row to hoe, but people should try. Hillary Clinton has come out and said that she wants a full investigation, so I'm glad to hear that. It is a little too late, but at this point, we need to, frankly, push the Republicans, push the John McCain's and Lindsey Graham's and Marco Rubio's to say, are you putting your country first? These are people who've been very strong anti-Putin people prior to the Orange Monster, winning the electoral vote, losing the popular vote by 3 million.
Any chance at all, Hillary get reinstated? Any chance at all?
Honestly, virtually none. I mean, the only chance, and I'm talking about one in a trillion chance, is that enough Electoral College voters change their minds. You would need 38, and I got to tell you, the chances are infinitesimal. They're smaller than probably, you know, lightning striking me six times before the end of this broadcast. They're very, very small. I just don't want to give you false hope. I'm not saying you shouldn't try. Sometimes you got to try. No one will be happier than I assure you. If December 19th, which is around the corner, it's just another week or so, if the Electoral College surprises us, but I don't want you to put false hope. I just don't want to get your hopes up. I think it's a very, very tiny chance. But all we can do, honestly, is speak out. That's all we can do. Yeah. I plan to do that. I plan to keep doing that. You can do that. You can call your local – you call your senators.
I did. I did Mark Warner. Yep.
Yeah, call Mark Warner and Tim Kaine in Virginia. Call in Arizona. Lenny, you can make it up to me. Call John McCain. Call J.D. Hayworth. Call them and say, stand up to Trump. Because if we don't, then Putin-style government will come here. And remember, Putin was elected – people forget – Putin was elected democratically before he became a dictator. Adolf Hitler was elected democratically before he became a dictator. Erdogan of Turkey, just to give a more recent example, was elected democratically, and he's now turning Turkey from a democracy into a dictatorship. We have to be careful, and the first thing they go after is free voices. So I'll keep talking, and you keep talking, and let's all keep talking and protecting our country. Thanks for your call, Ismail. I appreciate it. Helen and Nick, I will get to you both. Please hang on the line, but I will get to you both, I promise. 888-488-MARK, 888-488-6275 if you want to join in. I want to hear from you. We'll be right back after this.
Got a conservative who casually misquotes the Bible and the Constitution? Send him to school with Mark Levine. Who says nerds can't be fun? It's Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I've got about 5 minutes and four callers, so I'm going to be brief with each of you. I got Helen, Nick, Jake, and Bobby. Helen and Ithaca, go ahead, line three.
Hi, Mark. I got to confess, I did what the gentleman from Phoenix did. I voted for Jill Stein. I voted from New York, though, so...
You bother me less than he did, because New York is New York.
Yeah, I know the issue, yeah. But, so, I was voting mainly for the Green Party to get 5%. In New York, we got between 1% and 2%, so it didn't work. But Hillary Clinton had... there were a lot of people predicting... I know you worked for her. They were predicting that she was not going to win, and I wish she kind of stood down and let Bernie Sanders... And that cheating stuff... I mean, I don't believe in cheating... any way, any shape, any form.
Well, there was no cheating.
She was cheating with Donna Brazile.
No. Okay, all right, Helen. Let me put that, because that's one of those lies that gets spread around. I want to put that to rest. What happened? I want you to look this up, Helen, when we're off the air, because there's this idea. Oh. Donna Brazile gave Hillary Clinton a question in the debate. That's the charge. Now let's look. I want you to look at the specifics of the charge. I think you'll be surprised by how unimportant it was. Hillary Clinton asked to go to Flint, Michigan. Now, she didn't choose Flint, Michigan like you might choose Peoria, Illinois. She chose Flint, Michigan. Everyone knows the reason, because Flint's water source had been destroyed by the Republicans and children were getting lead poisoning. Okay? What Donna Brazile told her, the question that she told her was, you'll be asked about the situation in Flint. If Hillary Clinton didn't know that going to Flint, Michigan, she was going to be asked about the situation in Flint, well, then she has less intelligence than your average second grader. Of course she knew that. That's the question. Okay? It would be kind of like me saying, as a math teacher, that math will be on the test. So that's not cheating. That's ridiculous. Fine. Donna Brazile All right. shouldn't have told Hillary that Flint was about Flint. But I really don't like that kind of thing spread around. Look it up, and you'll see that I'm right. Let's go on to Nick from California, line one. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, number one, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my ally. You know, this is something that, for some reason, a lot of the Democrats just can't figure out. When it came down to just Hillary against Trump, everybody should have jumped in and said, okay, fine. Hillary ain't perfect, but she's 1,000% better than Trump. That's number one. Number two... Bernie Sanders couldn't have won anyway. Okay, so you're gonna elect a 73-year-old Jewish socialist. Okay, sure. You know, they would have destroyed him. They had reams and reams and reams of stuff to go against him.
Yeah, I think they did too, Nick. But I appreciate
hearing it.
I appreciate your call. I really do. I have to tell you, because I don't mind during the primary. People that supported Bernie, and they came on my show, I supported Hillary, but I got to tell you, it's fine to support whoever you want to support in the primary. The problem was afterwards, but I got to give most Bernie supporters credit, Nick. The vast majority of them did come through and vote for Hillary. Lenny from Arizona was not one of them, but I do think the vast majority did. I agree with you, and I think most Bernie supporters saw that. What made me so upset with Lenny was that he was one of the ones that didn't see it. Thanks for your call. Jake in California, line two.
Hey, Mark. So Trump's choice of Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State is so ridiculous that I'm convinced it's a result of blackmail by the Russian government. So here's what it is. The
Real quick, because we're running out of time.
Hacked into both sides. They hacked into the RNC. I have no doubt they hacked into Trump's campaign and his business organization as well. Gets during all Trump's shady, potentially criminal business dealings.
Right, but they only focused on Hillary.
Blackmail gold.
Absolutely. I'm sorry to cut you off. We're running out of time. Real quick, Bobby in Albuquerque, line four, 10 seconds. Real quick. Bobby Albuquerque, line four. Oh! He may have hung up. I cut up Jake to get to Bobby. All right, I try really hard to get to all of my callers. I really do. It's something I strive to do. Try to call a little bit earlier on Wednesday, and I'll get to all of you. Sorry to cut you off, Jake and Bobby. Both of you, call in early on Wednesday, and I will take your calls first. This is Mark Levine. Hope you enjoyed the show. Check out my website, marklevinetalk.com. I'm still fighting, and we'll keep fighting for the next 4 years.